The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
Oh, England now.
They sound like they're from England. But there is no England now. There's a number of other countries within England, but England doesn't exist. So a Muslim Somali teen does what his holy book tells him to do. Runs through the streets slashing the infidels, kills one woman, including an American, kills her, injures five innocent women, and ISIS celebrates, and immediately, the vermin in the media, excuse me, the geniuses in the media, go into overdrive. London attacked by deranged youth, no connection to terrorism. It was a Norwegian Somali. You have to hear the loud word, the big capital word is Norwegian, and then you hear, what, Somali? How does that commute? So this bum, this sub-moron, living in subsidized housing, an asylum, you see. I understand that the British government, who says that there's absolutely no connection to terrorism, is now searching his subsidized apartment for Christian Bibles, Jewish Torahs, Buddhist tracts, and Hindu sutras. Stay tuned, maybe they'll find one of them to prove that it had something to do with any religion other than you know what. And so we have for you on the Savage Nation today, incidentally, the phone number here is 855-407-282. This is going to be topic number one, which is the London terror attack, clearly related to Islam, clearly driven by his holy book, clearly an attack on human life and human civilization, and once again, the crippled West has no response other than cover-up. Now, you know, the other day, on this show on Monday, I did probably one of my most brilliant monologues, and it went over everyone's head except yours. And that was, I said the reason the West is paralyzed is because of the Hitler years. I said that the West is paralyzed because of the Hitler years. It paralyzed the West. And that's what explains why we won't react the way we need to react. Not only forget the government, but the citizens themselves are not reacting properly. They're in a state of shock for fear that if they actually say what they see going on, the worst thing could have happened is to be called a bigot and intolerant. They'd rather die than be called a bigot or intolerant. And let me tell you something. ISIS is very happy to have them die rather than have them called intolerant. But the best thing I can do for you to prove my point that the media is covering up Islamic terror in London today, one woman killed, five injured, knifed to death by a Muslim from Somalia, a fanatical Muslim from Somalia, certainly not a moderate Muslim. Moderate Muslim wouldn't do that. He'd be running London. A moderate Muslim would be running London. He wouldn't be knifing. He wouldn't be knifing. He'd be there in 10 Downing Street or wherever he is. Oh, no, they're not in 10 Downing Street. That's the big one who runs England itself. She has nothing to say either. May, whatever her name is. The one who banned me from England. The conservative running England. So I want to play for you a montage of the geniuses saying that there's no connection to Islam or terror on the Savage Nation.
Early indications suggest that mental health is a significant factor in this case, and that is one major line of inquiry.
Yes, spontaneous, unprovoked, as he's touched on there, no evidence of radicalization, they say. All increasingly points to the likelihood that this was triggered by mental health issues. He's a Norwegian national of Somali origin.
But what they're saying more strongly is that they believe that mental health was a significant factor in this attack.
He was a 19-year-old Somalian Norwegian national. The police also saying that this was a random and spontaneous attack.
The suspect is a Norwegian national of Somali origin. I stress, though, that all the work we have done so far does not suggest that those factors in his background are relevant to the motivation of his actions.
No. There's no England anymore. Don't they sound like they're from England? Don't they sound like men? Are they men? Are they humans? Have they lost their right to even declare themselves as human beings? That they would repeat this propaganda over and over again that the government's putting out so that people will sit there like ducks waiting to be slashed? That's topic number one. If you get a comment on the London terror attack and denial of relation to Islam, how it relates to my saying that the reason the West is paralyzed is because of the Hitler years. The phone number is 855-407-282, 855-407-282, 855-407-SAVAGE. Now, here's topic number two on a domestic level. We read that old Trump is down in the polls. Not exactly down in the dumps, but down in the polls. At first, we dismiss the polls and say that they're biased. Now, even his own campaign is admitting that he's down in the polls. So we have to ask you, if he's down in the polls, have you lost faith in Trump? That's a very important question. I'm not asking you whether you believe in the polls. I'm asking you, the people who put him where he is, and I'll say it like it is. You, the listeners of the Savage Nation, created Donald Trump. You let Donald Trump run all the way to this candidacy. Do you think Trump is in trouble? And if so, why? If you do think he is in trouble, tell me why. I have to ask you, do you think his campaign manager is undermining him? Because I do. I will say it right to the end of the campaign. My personal opinion is that his campaign itself is undermining him. They are the Brutuses. They have taken him on the wrong road, taken him down the wrong road, put him in a forest. And I'll tell you something else. I have a tape for you in a minute from Rudy Giuliani, who blames none other than Newt Gingrich for these reports that Trump is crazy, using words like intervention. It was Gingrich, he says, who started this rumor. Now, I told you for a long time, I don't trust Gingrich, I don't like Gingrich, I know Gingrich works both sides of the aisle. Gingrich is an establishmentarian. Gingrich is playing both sides. Gingrich wants a job in the Hillary administration, or at least to make enough money off it in some way. So that's another topic for you, which is Trump. First topic is Islamic terror in London, denial of relation to Islam. Second one, do you think Trump is on track? Does his campaign need intervention? Have you lost faith in Trump? Is his campaign manager, Paul Manafort, undermining him? And, of course, I would be remiss if I missed Obama today. Because here he is in Africa talking about how great he is. And all I have to say is this. Here is his legacy to the Savage Nation. Kennedy put a man on the moon. Obama Mao has put a man in the woman's restroom. The phone number here is 855-407-282. Now let's play Rudy Giuliani. Listen carefully as he blames none other than the rotund one, Gingrich, for these reports that Trump is crazy.
First of all, I find the word intervention completely out of line. That word, I think, honestly, and I love him dearly, but I think that word was used by Newt in a memo that got around. What a ridiculous word. An intervention is for a drug addict, and it's for someone who's an alcoholic. And I've had to do them with people at times.
Right.
And there's nothing wrong with them if that's the case. Donald Trump doesn't drink or smoke, by the way.
Yeah.
So we don't have that problem.
Right. He doesn't drink or smoke, which is one of the reasons he's so sane. But there's rumors going around that he needs intervention, and we hear today that it was started by none other than Gingrich, who was shafted. If you remember there was talk of Gingrich being his VP choice, then he was pushed aside, now he's stabbing him in the back. A2 Newt? I mean, we're going to change the tragedy from A2 Brutus to A2 Newt. You don't know what A2 means, but it's E-T-T-U, Newt. For those of you who went to high school, A2 Brutus came from a famous play where Caesar turns as they put the knife in his back, and it's his number one aide, Brutus. And he looks at him after he's being stabbed by everyone in his, the equivalent of parliament in the Roman Senate. And as the last knife goes in, he looks at his good friend, he thought, Brutus, and he says, "You too, Brutus? A too, Newt?" See what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying. Now, I'm in a strange mood today, so you can expect odd things on the show in addition to straight-out hard politics. I happen to be traveling at an undisclosed location, and I will not have any special guests. I will not even tell you where I am, but I will describe some of the goings about here in Lollipop Town on the Savage Nation. Questions are, London terror, denial of relation to Islam, why is this going on? Why are we paralyzed? I say it's due to Hitler. Is Trump on track? Does his campaign itself need intervention? Should he fire Manafort? You know what, my okay, let me lay it on the line. Instead of going in circles, you know, a clever way to do this is to ask questions and have you answer them. Let me stop dancing around the subject. I think he needs to fire Paul Manafort and get rid of him. I've seen his campaign go off track since he hired this centrist Republican, who I believe was put in there by the RNC as part of a deal to support Trump, if he'd only stay straight and narrow and never come on shows that supported him from the beginning. Now, before you say I have sour grapes, you are wrong. What show have you seen him on or heard him on that put him where he is in the last 3 months? Or the last, let's say, month? None. He goes on shows like George Slime on All of Us, and he expects to be treated like a human being when the man is known as a slimy operative of the Democrats. He goes on MSNBC and expects to be treated fairly by those snotty nonsense people. So when he has a campaign that's not working for him, what you do is you fire your campaign manager. You throw him out on a sharkskin suit, and you get someone who's really supporting you. Now, let me tell you something else. I'm going to say this right now. If anyone listening to the show across this great nation of ours is at a Trump rally, and I've had many people come to me and say they've gone up to Donald and they said, Savage Nation, he said Savage is great. The next time you get a chance to shout out anything, if they still let you do it, why don't you tell him that you're sorry that you don't see him anymore on the Savage Nation? And it's not just my show. Let me tell you something else. He'll survive without me as a private citizen. I will survive without him as a talk show host as long as God wants me to be on the radio. So it's not a matter of my ratings. It's not a matter of putting the money in my pocket. I care about this election. I do not want the maniac Hillary to get elected. She is not fit for office. She should be behind bars. And so Trump, as flawed as he is, and as how bumbling he is getting, and he's bumbling it up pretty bad, he says things I can't believe he's saying. I mean, I'm going to hide from you when I see him say they don't write good at the New York Times? They don't write good at the New York Times. That's unbelievable to me. What do you think is the reason Trump is in trouble? Instead of me asking you, do you think Trump is in trouble? Why don't you tell yourself to call the show and tell me why you think he's in trouble? It is 17 minutes and 47 seconds after the hour, in case you don't know it. And I will be back. This is the Savage Nation.
We can be very nice. We can do all of these things. But look, when you look at what's going on right now, we can't take it. We've got to stop being the stupid country run by very stupid people. We've got to stop.
Well, not on the annals, let's say, of Trump, of Churchill. Not up with Disraeli or Churchill, but in its own way, kind of charming for the average American voter. Got to stop being the stupid people. They don't write good at the New York Times. Isn't it time to grow the campaign up to the standards of a presidential campaign, especially when you're facing such a foe as Hillary Clinton, who has the best team in the world? She can't make a mistake. She owns the media. Wolf Blitzer may as well be her shoeshine boy. And his alternate to shine her gold lame shoes would be Jake Tapper, the gold polish in his teeth with the rag. He could polish her shoes with his tongue, Wolf Blitzer. They got the media controlled 100%. Trump has the whole media against him. So given that that's the odds he's facing, wouldn't it make sense to get a professional speechwriter? He had one for a while. He was reading a teleprompter. His numbers went up. The minute he started talking like a talk show host, his numbers went down. This is not reality television. My advice is at this point, stop talking extemporaneously. Start following a script and make sure it's run through a focus group, as is done in every presidential election, or you're finished. I'm telling you the way I see it. No one's asking for my advice, but I'm giving you my advice publicly because I'm sure, as I stand here, that people within the Trump organization still listen to this show. Now, once they fired, it all changed for Trump when they fired Lewandowski. And that happened, there was a palace coup when they brought in the professionals from the Bob Dole, Gerald Ford era. You know, the guys who drove like 68 Buicks in electric green. The people with green refrigerators. That's the kind of campaign they're running. It's like, we never heard of a stainless steel refrigerator. They're out of date anyway, but maybe they're back. Amman refrigerators could be back for all I know. Paul Manafort in this campaign seems like an almond refrigerator. It's like you're going into a house for renovation, and they go and they say, ugh, this whole kitchen has to go. I really can't stand those pavers in the kitchen. I mean, this is like pavers for a campaign. This is like an almond refrigerator for a campaign. Why am I suddenly having such a good time with it? Because I don't care. How's that? What do you think? It matters to me personally whether he's on the show? He'll be back on the show once he needs me. I can guarantee you he'll be back before long. Once his numbers plummet sufficient, they'll come back onto talk radio and they'll be here for us. But that's not the point. I don't want her to win. It's like anybody but her. And let me tell you something else. Here's a little more free advice for the Trump campaign. Get your stupid son off the campaign trail. Send Eric back to Africa to go hunt elephants and lions with a high-powered rifle. Get him off the campaign trail. He is destroying your campaign. He looks like a spoiled rich kid. No one likes spoiled rich kids, by the way. I have a stethoscope to the American people. If I don't use it, then I'm not a good doctor, am I right? And so what do you want me to do, stand here like an idiot who just repeats over and over again, he's doing great, he's doing wonderful, everything comes out of his mouth is as good as anything I've ever heard? It's not true. He's capable of better. Something is wrong here, and I believe he's being undermined. That's what I think. I really do. And that's why I'm telling it to you. So if you care to comment, go ahead, make my day. Eddie on WABC is a true believer. Fire away. You have 1 minute. Fire away.
Yeah, Michael, I don't think he's in trouble. I'll tell you why. He's only down by 10 points. Think about this. Hillary's a woman. Given her years of experience, all the money she has raised to Donald Trump, the Republican rancor, Trump's gaps, media bias, and he's only down by 10 points. Think about
it. Only? Only? Only when the election could be won by 1 point?
Remember when Ali tried the rope-a-dope against George Foreman and he tied himself out and Ali finally won the fight? I think what's going to happen is the media is going to get so tired of bashing Trump.
Oh, no. They've never had so much fun. They've never had so much fun in their life. Look at Wolf Blitzer. He's got a second win. It looks like his life came back to him. It looks like he won't have to use Viagra now. He looks so happy. He's never been more aroused than right now.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now. 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
So Donald himself is talking right now. He's here with us in the Savage Nation, direct from Maine. Hi, Donald. Welcome to the Savage Nation. What have you got to say today on the program?
And committing suicide. The suicides are at numbers that nobody's ever thought possible. We're going to take care of our vets. I put a plan in. People are loving the plan. People are loving the plan. And if you're waiting in line for an extended period of time, you're going to walk outside, you're going to go to a doctor who's looking for business, you're going to go to a hospital, private or public, you're going to get taken care of, and it's going to be less expensive. The government's going to pay the bill. It's going to be far less expensive than what's been happening. People are dying waiting in line for a simple pill or a simple prescription. They're dying. Our great veterans are dying waiting in line.
A drug dealer can provide them faster than Obamacare.
No more.
They go to the inner city in Baltimore. They can get the pills. For less money, too. They could probably get the drugs for less money in the streets of San Francisco than they could from a VA hospital in San Francisco. That's not a bad plan. Let's hear what else he's got to say now.
Huge portions of Iraq, Libya, Syria, and other areas to ISIS. Okay? Huge portions. We don't know. Is ISIS coming into our country? With all of the people that are pouring in,
or at least he's saying the right thing.
We have absolutely
can't knock him for
that. The harm they want to inflict. You look at what's taking place in our country.
All right, thanks, Donald. Head out to Izzy the Barber. We'll see you after the show. They changed his hairdo. I don't like it. They cut the sides. They trimmed it too tight. It's just something weird. His hair used to be better. It's like a double side comb. It's a very sensitive issue for men over the age of 30. But it's a double side comb now. It used to be a single rear comb. But what is this with the new hairdo? Who's advising him now? A double side comb. I've never seen that one. I got to try that one in the mirror. I've tried side combs. You know something about that? As an older guy, you don't do them. You don't do them. I'm going to start to sound like him now. I'm going to channel Trump. You don't do them. You don't do side combs. You don't do side combs. You just brush it straight back like a man. You brush it straight back like a man. Straight back like a man. You don't do side combs. You don't do side combs. Because the hair is in trouble. The hair is in trouble. All right. To me, it's all a joke at this point. How's that? Am I allowed to make it into a joke? Because I had enough of it. I've had enough of it. I've just had enough of it. I have channeled him. I have channeled him. I have channeled him. All right. Town hall event in Maine. What's with the swing state is Maine now? How many Somalis did they flood into Maine? How many Somalis did Obama plant into Maine? A Maine resident from Somalia went on a rampage today, right? What do you think is the reason, if Trump is in trouble, that he's in trouble? That's number one. Number two question, the London terror attack, which your newspapers say didn't occur, and if it did occur, it had to do with mental illness. Why do you think the West is paralyzed? When ISIS itself has celebrated, and the ball, it's a family show, the testosterone-deficient English men, who may as well not live in England. I don't know where they live. They sound English. They speak better English than I do. I don't know if that's true. I'm not so sure that the English accent is desirable. With all the immigrants in America, I'm starting to sound like I'm from England. They don't even know. The people from England sound like they don't even speak English anymore. It's a form of English that doesn't translate very well. And they're all saying the same thing. It has nothing to do with terror. It's mental illness. So how did he become mentally ill? You can't blame the fact that he's on welfare his whole life, the Somali from Norway. Why is he mentally ill when ISIS had said celebrated what he did? All right, whatever. There's other stuff to talk about. I don't know what else is worth it. This is the greatest stuff. There's a war going on. People are being butchered in the streets around the country. I have a list of the terror attacks by Islamics. Where is this? Here. Just a few of them. I had a 14-page list. Terror attacks in the last 2 weeks. 802, Libya. Wait, what is this? What year is this? Wait a minute, what year is this? You gave me it backwards? I can't read. I don't know what year this is. 726 of what year? All right, it's another bad piece of production. There's hundreds and hundreds of terror attacks inspired by, how shall I put it, their twisted, mentally ill interpretation of their non-holy book. And although they're non-Islamic Islamics, and there is no relationship to Islam whatsoever because they're not really Muslim, even though they say they are, we have to see, there's their mental illness. You don't understand this. Any Muslim who kills in the name of Islam is already mentally ill. And so all of these terror attacks are caused by mentally ill people who coincidentally happen to be Islamic or Muslim. But by dint of the fact that they committed these terror attacks, not in the name of their religion, but in the name of their religion. And since their religion doesn't call for it, although it does in the Holy Book, and although they're interpreting it literally, you have to say that the mental illness is a result of the mental illness of denying the fact that they're mentally ill. Because if you deny the fact that they're mentally ill, you may be declared mentally ill by Hillary Clinton if she becomes president. Anyone, if she becomes president, who criticizes Islam and says don't bring them in anymore, will probably be rounded up by Department of Homeland Insanity, which will be morphed into the Department of Stasi. Department DHS, it's already there, Department of Homeland Stasi. Look up Stasi, you'll know what that means. Crazy world. I'm waiting for a Greek salad to be delivered. I had an Italian meal last night. I had a nightmare. I'm going to shift now from serious to serial comedy. I am traveling. And for some weird reason, I went to an obscure Italian restaurant that I thought I liked. In an obscure area that I think I like. Where I ran into a movie star nearby in a deli who's on radar. I kind of like this takeout food in this Italian restaurant near there. But I made the mistake of going there and having dinner there. Because they're from New Jersey in this restaurant. And they serve scungili. So although I didn't eat the scungili, I figured I would eat like I was back in my homeland of New York. I made the mistake of ordering calamari fried, which I never eat. I don't eat fried food. Each piece of calamari fried was like the tongue of a shoe from Queens in 1952 that your grandmother put in a freezer. I ate it anyway. I don't understand it. I knew it was no good, but I ate it. Either it was out of obligation, I didn't want to insult the owner. I do that sometimes. You ever eat the food when you know it's no good because you're afraid of insulting the owner and you know he's being nice to you? That was A. Then I ordered a meal I would never order. A meal that killed my father, veal and peppers. Why did I order it? I don't know. I don't even eat veal. I don't like veal and peppers. My father used to like it. He lived to 53 or 54. First HA at 47, 49. Second finished 56. Bingo. From eating food like that. So I went the other way. I got my doctorate in nutrition and I ate healthfully all these years. Now I'm violating it all. I figured I've lived this long living on the edge of living so well that I may as well enjoy my meals. It was horrible. I had pains in my side all night long. I thought I was having a triple heart attack. I couldn't get the pain out of the side of my gut. I tried an Alka-Seltzer and knocked the pain down by about 10%. I laid there wounded. I felt like Fat Clemenza in Godfather 1 when they went to the mattresses. Remember that great scene with Fat Clemenza on the mattresses with the guys playing the piano? You got to understand the obscure references. Where Fat Clemenza's eating the pot. I felt like a snake. It just ate a pig. And my guts were distended. I couldn't move. So this is considered... Wait, on top of it all, I live in the San Francisco area, which has marginal Italian food, except in the few places I go to. They rob you on sauce. You ask for anything with red sauce, they give you like a thimble full of sauce, because it costs money to actually make sauce. The rest is cheap. Good sauce costs money. This place buries it in sauce. I had to use a knife to rub the sauce off the veal to find it. And it was loaded with veal, but the sauce was at least 2 inches thick. You talk about a red sauce joint. It was so thick, I had to smear it off and push it away like with a trowel. That's what must have done it. Wait, it got even worse before I get back to terrorism and Trump. This is the most bizarre thing, and I pray to God that my liberal relatives from New York are not listening. I know they don't listen out of spite. I'm the most famous person in the history of the family going back to Moses. But out of spite, they figure by not listening to me, they're going to deny me my success. So if you are listening, I apologize in advance. This is the weirdest thing that ever happened to me in my recent adult life. I'm sleeping in pain. I finally fell asleep. Oh, and the air conditioner was broken in here, too. The air conditioning was broken in this house on top of it all. It was like a sweltering heat wave. I was like in the Bronx in 1950, but there was no fire escape. I couldn't get out. I had no air conditioning. And I'm in the only room in the house where the central didn't work. Every other room, it worked. They found out in the morning the duct was this and the baffle and that. I had guys here in the room until 4 minutes before the show. I'm laying there like in the Bronx in 1952 in a fire escape, suffering from a bad meal. I finally fitfully fall asleep with like hair on the pillow and schwitzing and sticking to the covers. One of those nights, I have a weird dream. A cousin who I have not thought of for 40 years appears in my dream and she's saying, "My parents' house is empty. Come over. I'll come in through the back door." So what? How could I dream of her? A, she's my cousin. B, I never had eyes for her. C, I haven't thought of her. D, I haven't been in touch with her. So I woke up this morning. I said, that was odd. How could this be happening? And then I thought about why. The food was so awful, but it was so reminiscent of New York that it must have touched a part of my brain or my intestine that hasn't been touched in 50 years. There's no other explanation for a dream like this. Now I can get back to serious things like terrorism in London and is Donald Trump's campaign going off track. I'll be right back to do that on the Savage Nation.
Take a look at Orlando. Take a look at San Bernardino. Take a look at the World Trade Center. Take a look at what's going on. And then worldwide. And we let ISIS take this position. It was Hillary Clinton that she should get an award from them as the founder of ISIS.
He happens to be right, but he has to explain what he means by that, as I've done. I spelled it out for you in great detail, both in Government Zero and forthcoming. Yes, I will say it again, for if I don't, you will not hear about it. Scorched Earth. Yes, it was Hillary Clinton who did it. And yes, in my whole book, it's all about Donald Trump. Don't misinterpret what I'm saying. I can ridicule someone I'm going to vote for. He's not God, for God's sakes. American killed, five others injured in London stabbings. But the Somali-born Muslim is now being described as a bullied schoolboy with mental health issues. They've added the bullied schoolboy. How'd they find it out so quickly? How did they know immediately that he was bullied as a boy? If he was a schoolboy in Somalia, how did they know he was bullied? Would they run to Somalia and do an investigation? The British Secret Service, they ran there in 1 minute. They got this to Somalia and they knocked on the doors. They don't even speak Arabic. and they wanted to find out if the 18-year-old boy from Somali was bullied. They don't even, I don't know how they did it so quickly. You got to take your hands off to MI5. They got the answer. They're going to rename him MI16 because they're not doing their job anymore. Well, anyway, he slashed a lot of people. I'm trying to make light of a horrible story, if you don't mind. It's how I deal with it. I have a gallows sense of humor. Everything has to be seen with humor, or else I can't live. Now, here's the headline in England. It's no longer Muslim stabs people randomly in streets celebrated by ISIS. Here's the headline now in England. Victim of Russell Square knife man. Wait, victim of Russell Square knife man. Notice they're avoiding as many, as fast as they can. There's not one word of Muslim or is Somali. The new headline is, victim of Russell Square knife man. I hear they're going to ban butter knives in England now. You will not be able to get any, because they don't need butter knives there, because they don't refrigerate their butter in England anyway. They like to give you like ptomaine poisoning. It's like soft yellow butter. It looks like margarine from World War II. Victim of Russell Square knife man, his wife of Florida professor, look how long, who was due to return to America today as Israeli holidaymaker 18 slashed the mass stabbing, says it's a miracle I'm alive. No mention of who did it. No, police called to Russell Square at 10:30 last night after crazed man went up the rampage with kitchen knife. Madman, boom. Scotland Yard, that's a joke. Scotland Yard said knife man has significant mental health issues and believe it was not terror-related. Excuse me. How could they know he has significant mental health issues within 3 seconds of the attack and that it's not terror-related without doing an investigation? They didn't even send the FBI out there to do forensics. Maybe the butter knife came from Somalia. How do we know? Darlene Horton, 64, God bless her soul, was stabbed to death. She was in the UK with her husband, psych professor Richard Wagner, as part of a summer study program, and was due to return to the U.S. today. She was brutally stabbed to death 10:30 p.m. in Russell Square last night. Oh, here it is. When the Somali-born knife man silently walked up to his unsuspecting victims and slashed them with a kitchen knife. Now, ISIS is taking credit. Oh, here's his name. Zachariah Bullhan. Zachariah. That name is familiar to me. Why is Zachariah familiar? Oh, Fareed Zachariah. No relationship. It's two different things because Fareed's last name is Zachariah. The butter knife man is named Zachariah Bullhan. Moved to the UK from Norway in 02. I guess he's been on welfare ever since. And he was said to be suffering possible mental health issues when he allegedly launched a shocking mass stabbing. This is the girl he killed? Survivor Yovel, she's the Israeli, what a babe. Yovel Lukowski, 18, pictured posing by the Thames. What a pair of cutoffs on her. Before the attack, thought the killer needed help, but was stabbed herself and saw his victim die. She's gorgeous. You know those Israeli girls, you gotta hand it to them. Terror, no terror. They still enjoy themselves. I'm Yisrael, hi man. They wear, look at a pair of shorts like that. The Torah lets that? The rabbis don't get incensed that they wear cutoffs like that where you can... Let's stop right there. It's a family show. Again, a picture of her in a pair of cutoffs. God. I was once in Israel many years ago, and I was thinking of moving there. It was 1979. I chose not to, thank God. I got lost in the street of Tel Aviv. I was wandering around late at night, me like an idiot with two young children, wife and two young children. I was still into, like, dreamland. I went for a walk late at night. I got lost in the streets of Tel Aviv. The fog came in. Out of the blue, I'm wandering around. I know where I was. A woman appears with purple eyes, probably the most beautiful woman on the planet. And she says, come with me. The streets are dangerous. So we all went up to her apartment. She was an Israeli paratrooper and the nicest woman on the planet. There were pictures of all of her ancestors going back in Iran. Well, it was an amazing night. Another night... Again, like an idiot, I was wandering around the streets of Haifa. I got lost in the fog. Israelis invited us in, said, get out of the streets, it's dangerous. American fool.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
1955. Yeah, right. Sure it is. One attack after another from radical Islamists around the globe, but it's not related to Islam. Now this one in England, one is dead, a 60-year-old woman, five was stabbed almost to death. But he was a bullied youth, we found out, within 3 seconds. It had nothing to do with religion. It was not related to terror. Although ISIS took credit for it and said, go, man, go. We want this to go on around the world. Every one of you is a weapon. You're weaponized human beings. The attacker was seen to be a bullied youth within seconds. And then, if that's not bad enough, oh, it's a horrible story. The woman was butchered to death in the street, and they didn't shoot him. The cops come and don't shoot him to death, that rat. He'll probably wind up being given a tour. They'll probably take him to America as a victim of racism or something. The Somali-born teenager from Norway, who'd been living on welfare ever since he arrived in the West. The female victim's body, U.S. citizen, lay under this tent surrounded by medical equipment. Oh, it's sickening. Just crazy. All they do is get body bags over there in England. Yeah, okay, well, and then there's pictures that shows you how crazy the media is. An Israeli student, 18, went to help the woman who was stabbed. She got cut in the hand. All right, so, the show in a bikini. How'd they get these pictures of this Israeli girl? She's practically topless. It's almost embarrassing for me to look at the pictures. I'm a grown man. I've seen a lot worse than this. How did they get the teenager who rushed to try to help someone when she was slashed in the Daily Mail? How'd they get her in this bikini like this? I never saw anything like this. It has nothing to do with the picture. They said they, like, worked it in that she was, like, going to start her military service in 5 days. She was there with her grandfather. Then they show, like, porn. They're telling you all of this, but meanwhile, it's softcore porn that they're running in the middle of a slasher episode. So I got to make heads or tails out of this. You got to... Here, Israeli Yovel Lukowski was stabbed in the hand by the killer who murdered one and injured five more on Russell Square last night. And it's cheesecake. The whole thing is softcore porno. How did they get these pictures of her right away? Facebook? They must have gone on Facebook. She's got a pair of cut-off shorts in the first picture of this one that the rabbis in England should go on strike that she was allowed to leave the country in those shorts. Either it's the best advertisement for Israel you could imagine, or the worst. I'm not sure what it is. I do know this. It has nothing to do with the tragedy. And then we got the story of Trump. And that, is he still speaking? Because in a minute the president's going to speak any second to cover up his bribe of Iran with $400 million, but not in U.S. dollars, which is illegal, but in Swiss francs and bullion. Can you imagine a bum like this in the presidency? This thieving, lying guy in the presidency, how he violates every law and gets away with it because he has lawyers who tell him, well, look, it says you can't send money to Iran in U.S. dollars. So one of them comes up with, all right, let's send Swiss francs and bullion. We'll give them the $400 million to the mullah so they can build a bomb faster. The other one says, wait a minute, you can't get away with that. What are you talking about? L. Wolf Blitz, he's a shoeshine boy. Are you sure? He got away with it. So now it comes out, and the president's going to give you a double talk and a soft shoe act in 15 minutes to tell you that although he did it, he didn't do it. Although it violated a law, in theory, it didn't violate it in practice. Although the money was sent, it wasn't money, it was bullion. And although the law prohibits sending money to a terrorist nation like Iran, he did not send U.S. dollars, which is certainly prohibited, and he would certainly respect it if it was permitted by not. And although it was not permitted, he didn't send U.S. money. He sent bullion and Swiss francs, which is perfectly legal. And now, good night, goodbye. Michelle and I are doing Martha's Vineyard any minute. Have a nice time. I'll be back in a few weeks. Wait till you see what's coming next. And then Wolf Blitz will come up with a seltzer bottle and a clown nose and go, ha, 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 and make believe he's a journalist to this day, but he isn't. What do you want to talk about? Oh, the Trump question from before. Do you think Trump is in trouble? Do you think Trump is on track? Does his campaign need intervention? Is his campaign manager undermining him? And I said something funny in the first hour, in case you don't know it. I gave you humor. Many of you say, Mike, be funny. So Mike was funny, and no one called on it. I told you about a meal I had I almost died from. That I felt like Fat Clemenza in the Going to the Mattresses scene. I couldn't move last night. Then about a weird nightmare I had. Again, no calls. You expect me to do stand-up comedy in the middle of serious things, and I deliver, and no one calls and says, good job, Mike. Said the same thing. I get the same kind of call. Well, what could you say? What, are you going to try and top me when you call? I'm not going to let you top me anyway. You wouldn't get through the call screen if you're trying to top. It's funny. To make up for what I ate last night, I'm eating a Greek salad from the very same restaurant. I had the maid go get it for me. Like I needed a health food meal. I gotta compensate for the veal and peppers somehow. My blood can't take it. Three meals like that, I'm in a coronary ward. I'm at Cedar Sinai in 3 minutes. I had one more meal like that at Cedar Sinai with an express ambulance right into the hospital. So I'm having a Greek salad instead. I can't stand it. Each bite is worse than the one before it. Not because it's bad, but I don't like salads to begin with. I can't stand salads. My mother ate them. She lived a long time, so I'm eating them. And I wrote books on health. I know I'm supposed to eat them. Truthfully, I prefer hot meals. I prefer three hot meals a day. It's the way I am. I don't eat cereal, by the way. I can't stand it. Cereal is for goats and ruminators. I don't have the intestines for oatmeal and cereal. I go to sleep when I eat it. It's the gliadin in the wheat. I can't stand it. Even oats I can't stand. Like a horse with a bag in Central Park, you give it oats. I don't find it a very nourishing meal. I need, like, flesh. I need something with flesh attached to a bone in order to be able to function. It's the way my brain is wired. What's wrong with that? I know how I'm made. You know what? Get back to me when you're older than me and tell me what I'm supposed to eat. I love all the experts. They have abs at 30 and they're dead at 40. Awaiting president's news conference. Wait, he'll come out any minute. Where is he? Oh, they flew him back to the Pentagon to show how serious this is. Ladies and gentlemen, the president of the... Here he comes. Thank you very much. I've come in... Yeah, when you hear what he says, I tell you what it's going to be. He's going to tell you that although he sent the money to Iran, he didn't send the money. And although it was money, it wasn't money. Although it's prohibited by law and he respects the law, he followed the law to the letter of the law and didn't send U.S. dollars. Instead, he sends Swiss francs. Swiss cheese and gold bullion to the mullahs of Iran for peaceful purposes. That every dollar that they sent to those terrorists in Iran is not going to be used for any reason other than to build a bomb to destroy the Jews and to launch rockets onto the European continent. Other than that, he's perfectly happy with his decision. And although the Justice Department itself said don't do it, Hillary Clinton overrode it because she was a friend of Iran, and the whole reason she was put in power was specifically to make sure that Iran gets the bomb and gets the money, and her numbers will go up anyway because she owns the media. And that's it. That's the speech. Now let's take some calls. I took only one call in the last hour. Where are we? Trump focusing on too many blah, blah, blah. All right, should I do Trump or terrorism in the calls? Or the Israeli babe in the cutoffs whose hand was cut by the Somali? Who had problems. WABC Ed, welcome to the Savage Nation Line 4. What's on your mind?
Hi, Dr. Savage. I'll tell you, there's a word that they have for what Obama just did with that money, how he changed it over. That's money laundering.
Hold it. Hold on.
Can you hear me?
I heard you. That was brilliant, brilliant. I'm going to send you a Nobel Prize for that. Thanks for calling. I actually had to walk across the floor of the studio to move the fan that I'm running here. You won't believe this, like a million-dollar air conditioning system. I'm running a fan in the room to augment the weak air conditioning duct. I always get this. I don't know how it happens. The room I get to do my shows in and the places that... It's always like the marginal room that some maid lived in where they cut off the air conditioning because it didn't matter. They put the radio studios in there because I'm never there. That's the reason. When I'm back home, everything is the way I want it. I am home. It's my home, but I... See, I build radio studios wherever I go, and it's usually in a bedroom that no one uses, and unfortunately, it's always a room that they use for a maid, and they cut the air conditioning off in the duct. They, like, put, like, wire in there or something to, like, deflect it into some other room. You go in the garage, it's colder than this room. You go in the guest house, it's colder than this room, and no one's in the guest house. What do you want to talk about? Okay, now, I asked a very serious question, boys and girls of the Savage Nation. I know many of you don't like me to multitask and multi-talk. You're used to monodimensional talk and talk radio. All right, stick to the facts, stick to the topic, don't go off topic. Just one topic at a time, don't confuse me. Stick to one thing, hammer me over and over again. Same thing over and over again. Don't change. Don't tell any personal stories. Stick to... I can't do that. It's not my nature. I like to bounce around a little bit because, truthfully, otherwise I go crazy altogether. If I had to focus entirely on terrorism, how could I get up in the morning? Every day I wake up, there's going to be another attack by a Muslim somewhere on the earth, and immediately it's going to be someone who was bullied in another... Next, it'll be he was bullied in a past life. Not even in this life. They found out through a fortune teller that he was actually bullied as a young boy in a previous life when he was an elephant. Doug McElway, Fox News correspondent. Another one, another straight guy. These guys are so straight. They look like Dick Tracy in comics in the 1950s. You know, underneath it, any guy who looks that straight. You know, any guy goes out of his way to look like Mr. Straight. You know what I'm saying. Watch out for the guys who look normal. They're the most dangerous on the planet. They're the normopaths. This guy looks like Clark Kent in a Dick Tracy comic book. Where'd they get this one from? A new one. Where'd they get them? These guys are running Fox News. They got these new characters that look like 1955 Norman Rockwell's America. What happened to the women with the shoes? Are they still on there shaking the shoe? Or did they fire them? It's the only reason they had high ratings on Fox News was the striptease show with the shoe. They're still on there? Okay, you want to talk about Trump? Robert, what time is it? Am I into the first break yet? Am I allowed to take one? Or am I running late or running early? Again, my tele screen doesn't have my down. Good, I'm still on time. Let's take one more call to give away another Nobel Prize in the Savage Nation. WMAL, line 2. Beth, welcome to the Savage Nation. Fire away.
Salient points with regard to Lewandowski having been there at one point, and now we've got Manafort, who's obviously an establishment guy. I think truly what's going on here, having been in D.C. for a lot of years, is you've got a lot of career politicians scared to death. Trump gets in office, their political careers are gone because the political landscape, as we have known it for years, changed.
All right, so I've said that maybe 5,000 times, but what does that have to do with the fact that Trump's numbers are down?
Trump's numbers are down because the liberal media, as you know, the drive-bys, are putting the stories out there.
Yeah, but we know that as well. That's nothing new. So, something's changed, though. These issues, as you were describing them, were in place before he ran, and he still soared in the polls. So those are not the reasons he's not soaring.
He's not soaring in the polls right now because he's got a serious problem. Donald Trump, and this is the chip that is in his head, and it's innate, and the kind of person he is. He's a successful business person. He doesn't like taking advice. And it's going to be difficult to get through to him that...
See, now here's where you and I have to disagree. I think it's because he is taking their advice, not because he's not taking their advice. I think that they're steering him away from what he should be talking about. Hey, Donald Trump was nobody until he said wall... and Muslim. And then he soared, because that's all anyone cares about. They want the flood of immigrants stopped. All they care about is a wall in between us and Mexico to stop the flood from Mexico. And number two, banning Muslims. Have you heard him say that recently?
No, you haven't.
Okay, now ask yourself why.
Well, because I'm telling you why. He's surrounded by Manafort and a bunch of establishment...
So who is Paul Manafort, by the way? Where did he come from? No one ever heard no one different from cream cheese. Now Paul Manafort. Who is he?
That's what I'm telling you. He's guys that have been in wonderful campaigns.
Paul Manafort is a lifetime career politician and lobbyist. He's a lobbyist. And by the way, when in your life have you seen a campaign manager going out on the trail speaking... during a presidential campaign in your life? Have you ever seen this before? Never. Who the hell is Paul Manafort that he thinks he's so popular and so smart that he should go out and talk? The man should not talk. He's not running for office. All right, if you just want to talk about the other stuff, make it. Let's go for it.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
On the public side, what I would say is that although not perfect, the United States is actually pretty good about holding its leaders accountable. Part of that has to do with freedom of the press. Part of it has to do with our separation of powers, so that it's not one person in charge of everything, but even the President of the United States is subject to the Constitution. That Constitution is interpreted by...
Now, wait a minute. Usually true for others, but not for you. You mean the President... as we've known the president, but then when you came along sent by God himself, that those rules were lifted. Because there's no need for separation of powers when you know everything. There is no need for separation of powers when you're not only you know everything, but you're anointed by God himself to do the right thing. I mean, you do the right thing no matter what you do. Even when you do the wrong thing, it's the right thing. Even when you send $400 million to Iran, for example. You do the right thing for the wrong reasons, or sometimes you do the wrong thing for the right reason. But in either case, it's always right, because you own the media. But so you give a speech that it's imperfect. Yes, it was imperfect, the presidency, until you came along. Now, we're waiting for him to speak. And along the lines of every other dictator, they always make the audience wait to build up anticipation, to show an empty podium, so that when he comes out, it looks immediately filled. They have a screenshot on Fox News of a podium with flags, and although he's not there, you're anticipating, you're getting nervous, you spill the tea, your hands are shaking, you have a pain in your stomach waiting for him to come out, you don't know what he's going to do next, you don't know where the other shoe is going to fall, you don't know who's going to be arrested, you don't know what kind of money's disappeared, you have no idea which congresswoman from San Francisco made a $100 million donation to her brother-in-law through a special kind of solar plant in the middle of the Nevada desert that produces enough power to light up one light bulb in Kikiwiki, Mexico. The important thing is that he will soon speak, and you'll feel much better after our leader speaks, even though he'll justify the crime that he just committed today. Although he's committed a crime each day and gotten away with it, this crime is so big he had to come back and give a speech from the Pentagon to tell you that it's not a crime. And meanwhile, you turn to the Daily News, there's no such thing as a crime committed by Obama or by the Democrats. The headline is, slain jogger fought for her life during gruesome attack. Horrible story. Ben Affleck is a mess. Not one story about Muslim terror in the world, because 19% of the News Corp is owned by a Saudi. That's all. That's what people are saying.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. Savage.
We don't pay ransom. We just don't pay ransom. It is our policy. This was not ransom. Any suggestion that it had anything to do with ransom is absolutely and utterly false. These were two separate processes run by two separate teams. I'm not going to get into the payment schedule. I don't have that information available to me, but this was a compromise deal, and that was the money that was agreed to here, the $400 million plus the $1.3 billion in interest. And oh, by the way, that was at a fixed rate, a compromised fixed rate that will prevent Iran from actually getting potentially billions more. Now,
okay, that's the spokesmouth, John Kirby, who looks like an usher in a movie theater. I think he was an admiral in the Navy. Who knows what he was? He's setting it up for Obama to come out and double talk and dance his way out of this violation of the law, violation of the principle of the law, and doing a business deal with a terrorist nation of Iran. And, of course, Obama, being the skilled liar that he is, he's expected any moment to explain to you that although he did give $400 million, he personally didn't do it. His fingerprints are not on the Swiss francs. And anyone who says otherwise is a liar and probably a racist. And not only is that the fact, but you will not find his fingerprints on the gold bullion that they gave Iran either, because he didn't touch any of the bars. So to blame him for transferring the money is, on the face of it, an example of the kind of racism and right-wing extremism that he's faced in the media ever since he became president, and even before, when he was bullied as a youth. Before he even became president, he was bullied, which is why he has to bully back, because he's getting even in this compensatory manner. For all he was bullied by the mere fact that he did not fit in wherever he went, right off the bat. But now that he's the president, he fits in everywhere. And we're waiting for president's news conference on the scandal of the moment. And we're talking about Donald Trump, in case you don't know it, on the Savage Nation. Meanwhile, at the same time, we learned from the New York Post for August 4th, 2016, that Nikki the Whig, Tugboat, and Tony the Cripple, and dozens more mobsters were arrested. You hear? That's what the FBI did. You got Islamic terrorists running all over the country, running all over the mosques. And in a major takedown, Obama's FBI arrested dozens of gangsters across four of New York's five mafia families, plus Philadelphia mob boss Joseph Merlino on racketeering charges. FBI investigators, who should be looking at ISIS members running around in the country, swooped down on 46 wise guys during early morning raids in New York, New Jersey, Florida, Massachusetts, and Connecticut. Instead of using the wise guys to stop ISIS, They're probably using ISIS to arrest the wise guys. And that's the world under Barack Obama. Marlena was taken into custody at his summer home in Florida, where he enjoys spending quality time. I don't understand that part of people saying, I got to spend quality time. What does that mean? Some of these phrases in my language of English make no sense. I'm spending quality time with my family. They're usually screaming and yelling and running around the kitchen, arguing over the food, quality time. I told you not to burn the roast. What do you mean quality? That's quality time? You would think they have this loving life at home, but you actually see what it's like? It's lucky they don't stab each other to death. Quality time. And not only to them, anybody who says quality time. That's another phrase that means nothing. Let's take some calls on the whole deal here of why is the West paralyzed in their war against ISIS? Why are we losing the war against radical Islam? How is it that a terror attack like this can occur in England? And right away the cover-up begins 10 seconds later. In case you missed it, we got to play it again, Robert. Play the montage of the liars in England who sound like they're actually from England, but in fact they may as well be from Mars.
Early indications suggest that mental health is a significant factor in this case, and that is one major line of inquiry.
Yes, spontaneous, unprovoked, as Aziza touched on, there no evidence of radicalization, they say, all increasingly points to the likelihood that this was triggered by mental health issues. He's a Norwegian national of Somali origin.
Oh, yeah. But what they're saying more strongly is that they believe that mental health was a significant factor in this attack.
He was a 19-year-old Somalian Norwegian national. The police also saying that this was a random and spontaneous attack.
The suspect is a Norwegian national of Somali origin.
Uh-huh.
I stress, though, that all the work we have done so far does not suggest that those factors in his background are relevant to the motivation of his actions.
Absolutely not. Here, we are not racist at all. Absolutely nothing to do with Islam. Nothing to do with his Somali background. I want to stress that. We are the most tolerant of all people, which is why we've lost our nation. Hear, hear. That if men like myself had run England in the 1800s, I myself would be a serf today. There would be no England, actually, if men like myself were in positions of power. Hear, hear. Yeah, yeah, cheerio and all that. We certainly do know how to wear clothing over here. Now what do you want to talk about? The paralysis of the West. Scotty on line 2, why is the West unable to marshal themselves to fight radical Islam? What's your reason?
Well, I must say, those media people must think we commoners are really stupid. That's all I have to say about that. But I mean, you think about back the reason why the West is paralyzed. I think about my school years and when they would show us the most grotesque and brutal photos and videos of what the KKK and what they would do to people during lynchings, and also what had happened to the Jews in the concentration camps. I was 17 years old, and my history teacher would never spare me those images. So I see those images, and I'm thinking, God, I would never want to be associated with that. I would do anything to prove that I am not with these people. You see what I mean?
So, but the question is, why are they withholding the images of what the Muslims are doing around the world now?
Well, obviously, because they're trying to show that they are not racist. And so if you show those images, then they could be accused of being, you want to show these, this is very racist of you to judge these people.
Well, that's what I was saying. I said the West is paralyzed because of what Hitler did to the world, and people refuse to be called intolerant, insensitive, racist, however you want to put it. As a result, we are paralyzed. We are paralyzed to fight this war right now. That's my analysis. And because you were brave enough to call the show and put in your 2 cents, I'm sending you a copy of Scorched Earth. The minute it appears, which should be, I would think, you're going to get it before it hits the bookstores, because I was told I'm going to have bound copies by the end of the month of this blockbuster bestseller. I hope to have it in my hand in a couple of weeks. And people want to get it. They're going to go to Amazon to try to drive it to number one before it comes out to send the message that yes, despite his flaws, yes, despite his gaffes, we have no choice. It's Trump or bust. It's that simple. Because we all know that the world as we know it will end if she becomes president. The world as we know it will end. You will be taxed to death. Maybe 70-80% of your income will go to the criminal government under Hillary. Your guns will be seized or so controlled that you won't even be able to use it. If you think this is hyperbole, then you don't even know who Hillary Clinton is. Believe me, I do this for a living. Let's take some calls on the Savage Nation. WJR, Glenn, line 9, what's the topic, please?
It's Cash Nation and fraud. Hello?
Well, go. Just go. You don't have to have me say anything.
Yeah, the point is, $400 million was sent over. Double entry accounting. You have to decide, where did it come from? What accounts did it come from? If you don't, you can admit the money was done. So the question is, if they say that this liability has existed for 30 years, where has it been recorded in any financial statements in the last 30 years? And if it hasn't been recorded in any financial statements, then the public is...
Yeah, where was the money? In other words, they said they gave them back their money. Well, where was the money kept? Who was holding on to it?
And not only that, but the question is, when you say you owe somebody the money, you have to record it somewhere. It's a liability in a financial statement somewhere.
Yeah, you have to carry it on the books. And you're saying it wasn't carried on any books. So who was kiting the money?
So that's fraud if it's not carried in the books. Kiting is different. I'm an accountant. I have a background in auditing, and I've found fraud before myself. So kiting is about to do with checks, and it's almost similar to a Ponzi scheme. This is not kiting.
Are you Canadian? I heard the aboot. You must be Canadian.
Yes, I am Canadian.
See, I have a good ear for the voice. Well, my mother's from Canada, but I know the Canadians say aboot, not about. We say about, you say aboot. So, as an accountant, you believe Obama's lying again about this money?
Well, in other words, for 8 years, while Obama's been in office, and if he can't record that we've owed this money for 8 years, then, like, what is it? Just how? And now the question is, you ask more questions. If we owe...
But don't you think it's quite coincidental that the FBI arrests Italian mafia people the very day Obama actually committed a bigger crime than all of them put together? That the FBI goes across the country and arrests Nikki the Whig, Tugboat, Tony the Cripple, and other mobsters with colorful names like John Tugboat, Togino, Eugene the Rooster, Onofrio, John, Johnny Joe, Spirito, and Pasquale, Patsy, Perello, on various and sundry charges that are chicken feed compared to what Obama just did with the $400 million with Iran?
Just it. It's a distraction. The question is, if we...
Right. The same day that this giant scam... was caught, they arrest all these guys in the mafia. Isn't that amazing?
It's a distraction, exactly. But you're missing the big question. The big question is, if the government of the United States owes or has owed Iran $400 million or more than that for the last 30 years, how many other countries does the United States owe money to? Does it owe money to China? Does it owe money to Singapore?
Well, I'll have to see if I get Nicholas Nicky the Wig Vuolo on the show or Tony the Cripple Cassetta to answer that question, because they're pretty good at juggling the books, my friends. I don't have an answer to that. I doubt very much we'll ever get an answer. What do you think Obama's about to say when he goes live and we carry it here on the Savage Nation?
Well, again, he's going to try and say he had nothing to do with it or didn't know. And as you said, if you don't get it from the accounting side, remember, they use the military transport. He's the commander-in-chief. So
that's the first thing anyone asked me. Did they use a military transport to send the gold bullion and the Swiss francs to the criminal government of Iran? They took the markings off a U.S. cargo plane. Is that not a violation of some law as well?
I don't know. I'm not a lawyer from that point. I'm an accountant. Damn it, Jim, I'm an accountant, not a lawyer.
Very funny. Would you like a copy of Scorched Earth or Government Zero?
I would love it. In fact, you know what the irony is? They probably read your copy already because they're using cash to make payments.
Oh, God. You're funny. Well, you're going to get Scorched Earth. The minute's available. Stay on the line. Phone number is 855-472-8282. Of course, we're all awaiting the great man himself, who is building up the tension in the auditorium around the world. Pretending he has something to do, he can't get there, he's busy, he's conducting world affairs, he'll be out in a moment, he's quite busy, he's in the toilet right now, they're applying the makeup and the eyeshadow, any second he's going to come out and give a speech about the $400 million that went missing, then it turned up, and although it's really Iran's money, we had no right to have it in the first place, and although it was transported in the middle of the night on a painted over U.S. cargo plane, it was not illegal because there's absolutely no law that says they cannot put paint over the U.S. insignias on a cargo plane, number one. And number two, although the law says we cannot send U.S. dollars to a terrorist nation of Iran, there is no law prohibiting us from sending Swiss francs from Central European banks, from our criminal partners over there, part of the five families that run the West. We will send the $400 million in Swiss francs because that doesn't violate the law. And moreover, our fingerprints are not on the gold bullion nor the Swiss francs. And thank you very much. Michelle and I are now leaving for a special vacation in Martha's Vineyard with the poorest people on the earth, none of whom is worth less than $100 million. I'll be right back. Ladies and gentlemen, we are proud to announce that they have found the president. He was found somewhere in the vicinity of the White House. They put a suit on him, dusted him off, and now he is reading a script telling us how great the war against ISIS is going and how we should not be afraid of terror attacks under any circumstance because he's doing everything he possibly can to make sure there are no casualties amongst ISIS. In order, they're so bending over so backwards to not touch a civilian, they're making certain that no one in ISIS is ever hit. So let's listen to the great man himself right now on the Savage Nation to put you at ease.
I want to step back and note the broader progress that has been made in this campaign so far.
Oh,
2 years ago, ISIL was racing across Iraq.
I can't listen to it. It's just propaganda. It's double talk. He's justifying his failure as a leader, justifying his total failure as a military commander, justifying his, let us say, being sympathetic to the issues that we are discussing. In other words, he's in such trouble on this issue that he figures he may as well come out and give everyone a BS job. You want to listen to it? All right, let's listen to it for a minute. Go ahead, make
and
my day.
The Tishrin Dam and al-Shaddadi. ISIL has lost territory across vast stretches of the
border
with Turkey and almost all major...
Tell that to the victims in Orlando. Tell that to the victims in San Bernardino. Tell that to the victims in London. Tell that to the victims in Paris. Tell that to the victims in Nice. Because it's not nice in Nice anymore. Go ahead, play him again, Sam.
Defensive operation in either Syria or Iraq in a full year. Even ISIL's leaders know they're going to keep losing. And their message to followers...
How does this man get away with this?
...that they may lose...
Because Wolf Blitzer and company are like shoeshine boys to him.
And we'll keep hitting them and pushing them back and driving them out until they do.
Are you kidding?
In other words, ISIL turns out not to be invincible. They're, in fact, inevitably going to be defeated.
You know, I actually get sick when I watch him. I can't watch him. He looks like a demon to me. Demon? I'm sorry. I see demonic eyes. Now he looks like a liar with the hooded... Now he's giving the hooded look. Every time he lies more than he normally lies, the eyes give it away. See the shadow now? Are you watching him on TV as you're listening to me? They've lost stretches of land along the Syria border with Turkey, and they're on the run. And although there's terror attacks every second somewhere on the planet, I assure you that very soon the terror attacks will diminish. There's nothing to worry about. Go about your regular business. Although a woman was slashed to death in the streets of London by a Somali, he was actually from Norway, has nothing to do with Islam. It is absolutely a relationship to the fact that as a youth he was bullied. We found it out within 3 seconds of the knife attack. We discovered he was bullied. That has nothing to do with his religion. Please, there's nothing to see here. Move along. And I'll continue right now so you can get more of the BS job that I'm famous for, because I am Barack Obama.
Medieval sieges against cities like Aleppo and blocking food from reaching families that are starving. It is deplorable. And the depravity of the Syrian regime has rightly earned the condemnation of the world.
Now turn it on the Syrians. Okay, I got it. Oh, the whole thing is now a justification for attacking Assad and starting a war with Russia. How did I miss that? What was wrong with me? My mind was distracted now. Now he's turning the argument now that he's taking bread from starving children in Syria and that we have to take Assad. And although we've been very soft on ISIS, we're going to be very hard on Assad, and Putin can go to hell. And more on top of that, we'd rather go to war with Russia and kill Russian civilians than Muslim civilians who are more sacred to me because of my years in Indonesia. Thank you very much. Michelle and I are now leaving for a very important vacation to get some R&R from our last vacation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
First question he asks is from Stooge from Reuters. Says, happy birthday, Mr. President. There's Marilyn Monroe in drag. Happy birthday. That's the first thing. And then is Donald Trump mentally incompetent? You hear? That's the first question from Reuters. When did Reuters become an American news outlet? I guess that was about the same time that Obama became an American president. Here we are. Zika, now he's saying. You know, Zika's very dangerous, he just said. Especially the babies. He brought Zika in. I told you a year ago it could have been stopped if they didn't have stooges in the NIH and the CDC, who should be arrested, by the way, for dereliction of duty, and banned all immigrants from the locus of infection, which was the Honduras at the time. You could have almost 100%, maybe 99%, stopped Zika from spreading. And if you stop people coming in from countries where Zika was prevalent, that's the first rule of epidemiologists. Now he's getting up like, oh, tell Congress to come back from vacation and send me more money so I could do nothing with it and funnel it to Iran. Let's listen to him again. I don't know if I can handle this.
Keep on grinding away, preventing them wherever we can.
What?
Using a whole of government effort to
knock
down their propaganda, to disrupt their networks, to take their key operatives off the battlefield.
Well, why don't you take them out of the State Department?
We will win. But
win what? You hear him mumbling? He doesn't know what he's talking about.
Making bad decisions.
Mumbling. The stupider he is, his ratings go higher.
Civilians.
The dumber the guy looks.
In some of these areas.
The more he lies, the higher his numbers go. Can you believe the country you're living in?
Religious tests on who can enter the country.
Why not? Why not, damn it?
Those kinds of strategies can end
up... not our values.
Because in order for us to ultimately win this fight,
we have to take in more Muslims.
A clash of civilizations.
It is, you idiot, you!
The West and Islam, that plays against the hands of
you hear
ISIL
the big line? You hear the big line?
Do
you hear the big line? You understand how big this lie is? I was sailing along pretty good till this time. I don't know if I can take another second of this double talker. He just said it's not a clash of civilizations when ISIS claims it is. He just said that we need to take in more Muslims to show that we're not at war with Islam, when you know and I know 50% of Muslims want Sharia law and hate your way of life. It's proven by every survey around the world. Why would you bring them in? Why would you not give them a litmus test? Why would you not make sure that they're not able to get along with everybody in this country, no matter what their religious beliefs or lack thereof? Why would you bring them in, and why are you in constant denial? The answer is because you went to a madrasas as a young boy. You were brainwashed in a madrasas as a young boy. You were fluently brainwashed into Islam as a young boy, and you're not fooling everybody, Barack Obama. Let me tell you this. Abe Lincoln said you can fool some of the people some of the time, and you can fool some of the people all the time, but you can't fool all the people all the time. And I don't care if I am in the smallest of minorities. You are not fooling me, you slick liar, you. Now let's go back to the President of the United States of Distress.
Thank you, Mr. President. What is your response to critics who say the $400 million in cash that you sent to
thank God I broke.
Was a ransom payment? Mm-hmm. Was it really simply a pure coincidence that... of some that was a payment
answer,
that was held up for almost
him
four
now,
decades
girl.
Was suddenly
go ahead, girl. Give him the answer, schmuck.
The American prisoners were released. And can you assure the American people that none of that money went to support terrorism?
Okay. The it's been interesting to watch this story surface.
Oh, yeah.
Some of you
right
may
wing.
Recall, we announced these payments in January.
Yeah. See
many
the eyes? Look
ago.
At him. Look at him like a goofball.
We announced them. To all of you.
Just you know, if I were a teacher and I had a kid like this lying to me, I'd send him to the principal's office and throw him out of school for 3 days. Lying right to the face of the world. Look at him. Naked, bald, lying.
Explained that Iran had pressed a claim before an international tribunal.
There we go. We owed them the money and we're really at fault.
Money of theirs.
We had every right not to do it, but we didn't.
That as a consequence of its working its way through the international tribunal, it was the assessment of our lawyers that we were now
slick
at a
liar,
point
you.
Where there was significant litigation
you
risk, and we could
talking, phony,
end up costing ourselves billions of dollars. It was their advice and suggestion that we settle, and that's what
you liar. Your own Justice Department, filled with crooks and thieves, said, "Don't do it. You're violating the law." But Hillary Clinton overrode it.
Everybody about it, and it's interesting to me how suddenly this became a story again.
Oh yeah.
Point number one. Point number two.
How did I lose control of this one?
ransom for hostages. We've got a number of Americans being held all around the world.
Mm-hmm.
And I meet with their families. And it is
here we go, the hearts and flowers. Get out the violins now. Get the balloons.
We have stood up an entire section of interagency experts.
I'm getting a migraine
who devote
now.
All their time to working with these families.
Now the Greek salad's starting to work.
Get these Americans out.
I can't take it.
But
maybe it's better off just joking for the rest of my career. I can't take
ransom.
This guy. When he'll be gone,
and
I don't know. Will he ever be gone?
That we would
will this scourge ever leave the stage?
In this high-profile way and announce it to
see
the world.
See how he's smiling and trying to win the audience with the big eyes
even
now?
Even as we're looking into the faces of other hostage families.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, direct from Indonesia, it's the President of the United States.
And say to them that we don't pay ransom.
Although we paid ransom, don't you dare call it ransom, or I'll have the Justice Department
so that's point number two.
Investigate you immediately for moving towards saying it's ransom.
Precisely because
Loretta Lynch will arrest anyone in the journalistic department who even moves toward the suggestion that it was ransom. A DOJ investigation will be conducted upon your organization, and all tax benefits will be lifted if you even suggest that we paid ransom for hostages. How dare you suggest I would do a thing like that to a fellow Muslim?
The timing of this was, in fact, dictated by the fact that, as a consequence of us negotiating around the nuclear
lying.
Deal, we actually
all right, kid,
had
listen to me.
Diplomatic
listen, okay.
Negotiations.
You had your all right. That's enough already. You want to hear any more of this? Raise your hand if you want to hear the president lie his way through another fake press conference. I feel like it's the Queen of Diamonds, like Manchurian Candidate. Every question had a built-in answer already. That's what they were doing in the back there, writing questions for the stooges in the audience. Where is he? When he fade?
And it was important for us to take advantage of that opportunity both to deal with this litigation.
Well, thank you very much. Michelle and I have a big, important meeting now in Martha's Vineyard with four people worth no less than $100 million. We're not seeing the billionaires and trillionaires this time.
And since we were in a conversation with them,
see the eyes again
for us to be able to push them.
See
hard,
the eyes
in getting
the hypnotic eyes, the ones he's used his whole life.
And let me make
brainwash.
A final point on this.
Oh, here we goes. Here we go. Oh, thank God, it's almost
now
over.
Been, well over a year since the agreement with Iran,
and there's been no bombs yet.
Stop its nuclear program.
That's right. And Israel's still on the map, unfortunately,
and
but we're working on that.
By all accounts, it has worked exactly the way we said it was going to
work. Iran does not yet have the nuclear bomb, and Israel still exists, so it's perfect. We did the right thing. And Michelle, happy birthday to you. Happy. Everyone keeps saying, I'll be right back.
To finance terrorism and all these kinds of scenarios.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hey, our Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust for wealth insurance, gold and silver. Call 800-BUY-COIN.
Equal access and aren't providing ramps
still
for
up there.
Disabled voters or are discriminating in some fashion or otherwise violating civil rights laws, then the
here
Justice Department will
civil
come
civil
in.
Civil rights laws, right. The laws you wrote to make sure that people
but
vote 18 times.
But this will be
times.
An election like every other election.
Oh, yeah.
And
you know, he's having a party tonight with rap stars in the White House again for his birthday. You hear this?
At some
when is he gone already? The pollution in that White House. Rap stars in my White House from the gutter. I don't care if they're worth $50 million a second. They're garbage to me. How do you like that? I hate rap music. I think it's garbage. I think it's filth. I think it symbolizes everything wrong with this nation. And he's bringing them into the White House to do a rap dance for him in the White House. And you wonder why the country's upside down? You don't have to look any further than this clown there. That's how I feel. What do you want me to do? Tell you I don't feel that way? Want me to check every word because he's not a white man? I won't do it. I think he's a lousy son of a gun. I think he's a criminal. I think he hates the United States of America. And I think he's doing everything he can to destroy it. And I think he should be in prison, not only for everything he's done so far, which I can list, which I've done for you, but for the latest scandal of sending $400 million against the law to the terrorist nation of Iran and saying it was not a mistake. Now they're going to Barbara Starr. This clown. Again, Trump now. Let's hear this clown. This two-faced
phony. What is your current level of concern about the homeland? You talked about the protection measures, but What is your assessment?
I can't. I'm sorry. I had enough. I'd rather talk about indigestion than President Obama. How do you like that? WJR, Julie, go ahead. You're on the Savage Nation.
Hi. I'm calling to say I just want to thank you for giving everybody a little levity today. Your humor was fantastic. And I was
great. It took a lot out of me, but okay. I sacrificed myself for my audience.
It's like this is a time.
How can you put up with this? People are being killed every day by Muslims around the world, and there's not a war of no terror. We're winning it, according to this moron who's about to run off to a rap music show in the White House. There's no terror. We're on top of it. We're beating them back everywhere on the earth, and we're going to do good. And, good night, Jay-Z and Beyonce. Jay-Z and Duncey will be in the White House in a minute.
It's awful. And
how do you feel about inviting rap stars to the White House to put on a performance? Does that make you feel good?
No, it doesn't. It doesn't make me feel good that my tax dollars are going to entertain Jay-Z or to have him at the White House or to host him.
Thank you. I'm sending you a copy of Scorched Earth. Beyonce and Jay-Z to attend Obama birthday bash. President O might have 99 problems, but his birthday party isn't one. He's celebrating his 55th birthday tonight with a star-studded celebration at the White House, with Beyonce and Jay-Z attending. Kendrick Lamar, the president's favorite rapper. I didn't know he had one. You mean amongst many, he has a favorite. Will also show up, according to the New York Post. R&B star Usher will perform for the first couple and their guests. Several stars from the worlds of entertainment, sports, and music have scored an invite. The guests include comedian Ellen DeGeneres, hold your nose, singer Stevie Wonder, Vogue editor Anna Wish She Were, singer and actress Jennifer Was Once Hudson, and basketball ex-legend Magic Johnson and Alonzo Mourning will be there. The Obamas have been known to throw private parties with A-list guests. Well, you get the picture. Okay, I have certain statements I'd like to make that I haven't made yet, but it's a family show and I can't do it. I hope they take the White House down to the studs when he leaves and sell the furnishings. WABC Joseph, welcome to the Savage Nation. What's your topic?
Yes, I'd like to talk about fried, what you call calamari, and here in Brooklyn we call it calamar. Now, you might have got...
Yeah, no, I know. I had a relative in the field of Italian.
Okay.
He used to say calamar. I used to say, where's the E? And he said, no, we say calamar.
Real calamar, because there's...
And the English call it calamari, like Hail Mary. So what's your point about the calamari?
Hope you didn't eat what's called imitation calamar.
Come on.
Imitation?
They faked it? They gave me a bum meal?
Made from?
What, a rubber tire?
You're pretty close. This is a family show. It's not even made from a fish product. It's made from a part of a hog. You can Google it. I believe it's made from the anus or the intestine. I'm not making.
Oh, no wonder it got me sick. I ate pig anus.
You could have. You have to make sure. You have to see that stuff breaded and put in the oil in front of you.
Like, it wasn't just that it was breaded and fried, which I never eat. But I'm on the road, and you know you let your guard down when you're on the road. I would never eat that. First of all, if I'm in San Francisco, I only go to the restaurants where they serve me Monterey calamari. I know the owners, they would never lie to me. And I don't eat it fried, I eat it sauteed, right? So I know what I'm getting. It's wonderful. But up here in L.A. where I am, which I wasn't going to say I'm here, they gave me an order last night. It was like fried rubber.
They could have overcooked it. That's what happened.
So it could have been actually not calamari. It could have been a pig anus?
Yes, if you can Google it, I discussed it with your call.
Why would pig anus be cheaper than calamar?
Well, who knows?
Think about this. There are more calamari in the sea than there are pig anuses, aren't there?
Dr. Savage, who knows? The bean counters out there,
See, now that's an important question, I think, for anyone in the restaurant business, to give them in their final exam, which is, are there more pig anuses or calamari in the world available, and what do they cost per pound?
That would be a study for the restaurant.
I think that should be in the next exam for a cook. But I'm never going to eat it again, except in San Francisco, or at least, honestly, did you have a good Monterey calamari in San Francisco? It's like different altogether.
We have very good calamari over here. It comes fresh from, because we were over here in Howard Beach in Brooklyn.
Oh, where that poor girl got killed. Did they find the rapist yet?
Not yet. I know the park. I bicycle by there all the time.
That is one of the most heartbreaking stories I've ever read. This girl, her father loved her since she was a little kid. And it was the one day this guy, this ex-fireman, His back hurt him. He didn't run with her. He said, don't run there because there's a lot of transients out there in the marshes. They found her dead and raped. It's disgusting. And then the father goes and finds the body after it was located from her cell phone. You saw that part of the story, I'm sure.
Yes, but the part of
how could this man, his heart's broken, the man can never recover from this.
The mayor's
the only way that this man could ever recover from this loss of his daughter is when they catch the guy who did this to her. They let her, the father, loose on that guy alone somewhere in a prison cell for about 10 minutes with an iron truncheon and a blowtorch.
Well, it wouldn't happen under a mayor like Giuliani. That's all I can tell you.
You mean this kind of what's going on in that city now under de Blasio, the rapes, the murders, the garbage, the crime? Forget the squeegee men. It's like it's suddenly Dinkins is back again.
Oh, the city is getting unlivable once again.
You actually live in Howard Beach?
I'm very close by. Yes, sir. I'm out here by the water. I'm actually in Rockaway, which is right.
Oh, that's a nice area. I had friends who lived in Rockaway. All right, my friend, I'm sending you a copy of Scorched Earth when it comes out for better days when this president of ours finally takes his leave at the stage, exit stage left. God, where is he going to go when he leaves? That's what really worries me. You think he's leaving? He's a young man yet. He's only 55. Can you imagine the damage he's going to do in the rest of his life? Where is he going to go after this job? He's going to run the world, probably. Probably go to the UN. Kim Jong-un, Moon, Obama.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
We read that old Trump is down in the polls. Not exactly down in the dumps, but down in the polls. At first, we dismiss the polls and say that they're biased. Now even his own campaign is admitting that he's down in the polls. So we have to ask you, if he's down in the polls, have you lost faith in Trump? That's a very important question. I'm not asking you whether you believe in the polls. I'm asking you, the people who put him where he is. And I'll say it like it is. You, the listeners of the Savage Nation, created Donald Trump. You let Donald Trump run all the way to this candidacy. Do you think Trump is in trouble? And if so, why? If you do think he is in trouble, tell me why. I have to ask you, do you think his campaign manager is undermining him? Because I do. I will say it right to the end of the campaign. My personal opinion is that his campaign itself is undermining him. They are the Brutuses. They have taken him on the wrong road, taken him down the wrong road, put him in a forest. And I'll tell you something else. Rudy Giuliani, who blames none other than Newt Gingrich for these reports that Trump is crazy, using words like intervention. It was Gingrich, he says, who started this rumor. Now, I told you for a long time, I don't trust Gingrich. I don't like Gingrich. I know Gingrich works both sides of the aisle. Gingrich is an establishmentarian. Gingrich is playing both sides. Gingrich wants a job in the Hillary administration, or at least to make enough money off it in some way. Questions are, London terror, denial of relation to Islam. Why is this going on? Why are we paralyzed? I say it's due to the Holocaust, due to Hitler. Is Trump on track? Does his campaign itself need intervention? Should he fire Manafort? You know what, let me lay it on the line. Instead of going in circles, you know, a clever way to do this is to ask questions and have you answer them. Let me stop dancing around the subject. I think he needs to fire Paul Manafort and get rid of him. I've seen his campaign go off track since he hired this centrist Republican who I believe was put in there by the RNC as part of a deal to support Trump. If he'd only stay straight and narrow and never come on shows that supported him from the beginning. Now, before you say I have sour grapes, you are wrong. What show have you seen him on or heard him on that put him where he is in the last 3 months? Or the last, let's say, month? None. He goes on shows like George Slime on All of Us and he expects to be treated like a human being when the man is known as a slimy operative of the Democrats? He goes on MSNBC and expects to be treated fairly by those snotty nonsense people? So, when he has a campaign that's not working for him, what you do is you fire your campaign manager. You throw him out on a sharkskin suit. And you get someone who's really supporting you. Now let me tell you something else. I'm going to say this right now. If anyone listening to the show across this great nation of ours is at a Trump rally, and I've had many people come to me and say, they've gone up to Donald and they said, Savage Nation, Savage Nation. He said Savage is great. The next time you get a chance to shout out anything, if they still let you do it, why don't you tell them that you're sorry that you don't see him anymore on the Savage Nation. And it's not just my show. Let me tell you something else. He'll survive without me as a private citizen. I will survive without him as a talk show host as long as God wants me to be on the radio. So it's not a matter of my ratings. It's not a matter of putting the money in my pocket. I care about this election. I do not want the maniac Hillary to get elected. She is not fit for office. She should be behind bars. And so Trump, as flawed as he is, and as how bumbling he is getting, and he's bumbling it up pretty bad, he says things I can't believe he's saying. I mean, I'm going to hide from you when I see him say they don't write good at the New York Times? They don't write good at the New York Times. That's unbelievable to me. What do you think is the reason Trump is in trouble? Instead of me asking you, do you think Trump is in trouble? Isn't it time to grow the campaign up to the standards of a presidential campaign, especially when you're facing such a foe as Hillary Clinton, who has the best team in the world? She can't make a mistake. She owns the media. Wolf Blitzer may as well be her shoeshine boy. And his alternate to shine her gold lamé shoes would be Jake Tapper, the gold polish in his teeth with the rag. He could polish her shoes with his tongue, Wolf Blitzer. They got the media controlled 100%. Trump has the whole media against him. So given that that's the odds he's facing, wouldn't it make sense to get a professional speechwriter? He had one for a while. He was reading a teleprompter. His numbers went up. The minute he started talking like a talk show host, his numbers went down. This is not reality television. My advice is at this point, stop talking extemporaneously. Start following a script and make sure it's run through a focus group, as is done in every presidential election, or you're finished. I'm telling you the way I see it. No one's asking for my advice, but I'm giving you my advice publicly because I'm sure, as I stand here, that people within the Trump organization still listen to this show. Now, once they fired, it all changed for Trump when they fired Lewandowski. And that happened, there was a palace coup when they brought in the professionals from the Bob Dole, Gerald Ford era, you know, the guys who drove like 68 Buicks in electric green, the people with green refrigerators. That's the kind of campaign they're running. It's like, we never heard of a stainless steel refrigerator. They're out of date anyway, but maybe they're back. Almond refrigerators can be back for all I know. Paul Manafort in this campaign seems like an almond refrigerator. It's like you're going into a house for renovation, and they go and they say, ugh, this whole kitchen has to go. I really can't stand those pavers in the kitchen. I mean, this is like pavers for a campaign. This is like an almond refrigerator for a campaign. Look, I have a stethoscope to the American people. If I don't use it, then I'm not a good doctor, am I right? And so what do you want me to do, stand here like an idiot who just repeats over and over again, he's doing great, he's doing wonderful, everything comes out of his mouth is as good as anything I've ever heard? It's not true. He's capable of better. Something is wrong here, and I believe he's being undermined. That's what I think. I really do, and that's why I'm telling it to you. There's a war going on. People are being butchered in the streets around the country. There's hundreds and hundreds of terror attacks inspired by, how shall I put it, their twisted, mentally ill interpretation of their non-holy book. And although they're non-Islamic Islamics, and there's no relationship to Islam whatsoever because they're not really Muslim, even though they say they are, we have to see, there's their mental illness. You don't understand this. Any Muslim who kills in the name of Islam is already mentally ill. And so all of these terror attacks are caused by mentally ill people who coincidentally happen to be Islamic or Muslim. But by dint of the fact that they committed these terror attacks, not in the name of their religion, but in the name of their religion. And since their religion doesn't call for it, although it does in the Holy Book, and although they're interpreting it literally, you have to say that the mental illness is a result of the mental illness of denying the fact that they're mentally ill. Because if you deny the fact that they're mentally ill, you may be declared mentally ill by Hillary Clinton if she becomes president. Anyone, if she becomes president, who criticizes Islam and says don't bring them in anymore, will probably be rounded up by Department of Homeland Insanity, which will be morphed into the Department of Stasi. Department DHS, it's already there, Department of Homeland Stasi. Look up Stasi, you'll know what that means. Town hall event in Maine. What's with the swing state is Maine now? How many Somalis did they flood into Maine? How many Somalis did Obama plant into Maine? A Maine resident from Somalia went on a rampage today, right? What do you think is the reason, if Trump is in trouble, that he's in trouble. That's number one. Number two question, the London terror attack, which your newspapers say didn't occur, and if it did occur, it had to do with mental illness. Why do you think the West is paralyzed? When ISIS itself has celebrated, and the ball, it's a family show, the testosterone-deficient English men, who may as well not live in England. I don't know where they live. They sound English. They speak better English than I do. I don't know if that's true. I'm not so sure that the English accent is desirable. With all the immigrants in America, I'm starting to sound like I'm from England. They don't even know. The people from England sound like they don't even speak English anymore. It's a form of English that doesn't translate very well. And they're all saying the same thing. It has nothing to do with terror. It's mental illness. So how did he become mentally ill? You can't blame the fact that he's on welfare his whole life, the Somali from Norway. Why is he mentally ill? When ISIS had said celebrated what he did. All right, whatever. There's other stuff to talk about, but I don't know what else is worth it. This is the greatest stuff. So a Muslim Somali teen does what his holy book tells him to do, runs through the streets slashing the infidels, kills one woman, including an American, kills her, injures five innocent women, and ISIS celebrates, and immediately the geniuses in the media go into overdrive. London attacked by deranged youth, no connection to terrorism. It was a Norwegian Somali. You have to hear the loud word, the big capital word is Norwegian, and then you hear what? Somali? How does that commute? So this bum, this sub moron, living in subsidized housing, an asylum, you see. I understand that the British government, who says that there's absolutely no connection to terrorism, is now searching his subsidized apartment for Christian Bibles, Jewish Torahs, Buddhist tracts, and Hindu sutras. Stay tuned. Maybe they'll find one of them to prove that it had something to do with any religion other than you know what. Clearly, clearly related to Islam, clearly driven by his holy book, clearly an attack on human life and human civilization, and once again the crippled West has no response other than cover-up. Now, you know, the other day on this show on Monday, I did probably one of my most brilliant monologues, and it went over everyone's head except yours. And that was, I said the reason the West is paralyzed is because of the Hitler years. I said that the West is paralyzed because of the Hitler years. It paralyzed the West. And that's what explains why we won't react the way we need to react. Not only forget the government, but the citizens themselves are not reacting properly. They're in a state of shock for fear that if they actually say what they see going on, the worst thing could happen is to be called a bigot and intolerant. They'd rather die than be called a bigot or intolerant. And let me tell you something. ISIS is very happy to have them die rather than have them called intolerant. American killed, five others injured in London stabbings. But the Somali-born Muslim is now being described as a bullied schoolboy with mental health issues. They've added the bullied schoolboy. How'd they find it out so quickly? How did they know immediately that he was bullied as a boy? If he was a schoolboy in Somalia, how'd they know he was bullied? Would they run to Somalia and do an investigation? The British Secret Service, they ran there in 1 minute. They got this to Somalia and they knocked on the doors. They don't even speak Arabic. And they wanted to find out if the 18-year-old boy from Somali was bullied. I don't know how they did it so quickly. You got to take your hands off to MI5. They got the answer. They're going to rename him MI16 because they're not doing their job anymore. Well, anyway, he slashed a lot of people. I'm trying to make light of a horrible story, if you don't mind. It's how I deal with it. I have a gallows sense of humor. Everything has to be seen with humor, or else I can't live. Be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage.
So, we're going
to
test.
Listening to the con man before he dances off to a birthday bash with rap stars, one a former drug dealer. That's after he commuted more drug dealers than... He commuted more prisoners than the previous nine presidents put together. Mr. Slick up there. We used to call Bill Clinton Slick Willie, right? This guy makes Bill Clinton look like a clod. He owns the press. You see them? They're eating out of his hands, so he stayed an extra half hour. Wouldn't you? There he goes. Just in time. They must be listening to my show. Have a nice party, Mr. President. Enjoy Beyonce and the other one, the drug dealer. Go ahead, Mr. President. Go enjoy a rap dance. I feel like I'm living in someone else's country. How did this happen? Like we've been invaded. If a foreign power took over this country, they couldn't have done as much damage as this slick liar. And he topped it off after getting away with transferring $400 million to the terrorist nation of Iran. After he topped that one off and had the meeting out of his hands, the fakers there in the, quote, press. Then he went on to Russia's more dangerous than anyone on earth. We shouldn't trust Putin. He's a murderer, a horrible man, and if it's up to me, I'd drop a hydrogen bomb on him. Although I'm not into nuclear weapons, I would make an exception in this case and wipe out as many Russians as I can while dancing gingerly around the sacred Muslims in Raqqa, because after all, they're the innocent victims of these evil people who hijacked their religion. That's the essence of what he just said. But you wouldn't know it because of the stooges in the media. Now we got a follow-up on Fox News from the stooges on Fox News, the smiling men and women. How do I do this without having a stroke? I don't know. It gets me so angry. I take this garbage personally. I shouldn't. I know I shouldn't. But I do. I can't take it. Butchered in London. Kills a woman. 5 injured. Nothing to do with the religion. He was a bully teen. How they found that out so quick is a miracle of the investigative work of the British investigative services. They immediately, before the knife was wiped off of the blood, they knew it was due to bullying as a youth somewhere in Somalia. It's amazing how quickly they got to that solution. And that was without the FBI. I think we ought to bring all the British Secret Service here, since they're so quick. Okay, now we haven't even touched on Khan, the con man. The Gold Star dad. Khan, the con man. Immigration lawyer. Defended Sharia law, responsible for executions of gays and women in 11 countries. But Khan the con man is still being courted by the Wolf Blitzers of the media. Nothing, not one word, not one word about who this guy really is. My friends, we are back to the Savage Nation with the regular programming, so I will go to the callers. KSFO, Ray, go ahead, please. You're calling on the Trump question. What's your opinion?
Hey, doctor, what I have to say is you're the one that they need to be in charge of the media for them. You're the one that they need to have the information coming from. You're the only one giving us the information.
Are you talking about who, the Trump campaign?
Yeah, the Trump campaign themselves. You're the one that they need to be talking to so that they can follow what you're giving them.
Listen, that will never happen, Ray, until Manafort is fired by the Trump family when they realize he's not doing the job he was hired to do. Never. Since they brought this guy in, the campaign has gone off the rails. That's my opinion. Have you heard him mention the wall recently or banning Muslims recently?
No, he hasn't, but I'm still in his corner.
So am I. What's the alternative? Who are we going to vote for? Who am I going to vote for? Donald Duck?
Donald Duck. There is no alternative. None whatsoever.
All right, so we're all in Trump's corner. Maybe that's why he's going off the rails, because he figures he can say anything now to try to appease the idiots in the middle. I don't know the answer. You get a free copy of Scorched Earth, my next bestseller, which will be out after Labor Day. I'm sure it's going to be very, very big. We know that. And you can buy it on Amazon right now. If you're in a regular print edition or Kindle, when it's available, you'll get it first, probably before I even see it. This is the Savage Nation. Thanks for being with me on this very important day. God bless America. See you tomorrow.